For South Carolina Public Radio, this is South Carolina Focus. I'm Tut Underwood. The thundering hooves tell you it's horses. The whack of the ball tells you it's polo. And while it's unseen by many, it's a big and growing sport in South Carolina. Aiken is the center of polo in the state. Tara Bostwick helps promote the sport and is proud that Aiken has become prominent in the polo world. Aiken County has about 52 polo fields of various types. Bostwick says South Carolina has a crown jewel in Whitney Field, Aiken's premier field, built in 1882. It's the oldest continually played polo field in America.
For many players, some of the best players in the world think of Whitney Field like golfers think of the Augusta National. It's a very revered place, and it's sort of a bucket list for many people. They want to come and play on Whitney Field. And it's really polo's field. I mean, we consider it Aiken's field, but it really is polo's field because it has maintained the history of polo throughout many different years and things going on.
Tiger Nice recently retired from professional polo. He became fascinated with it 35 years ago as a child. But though he was raised around horses, it took a while to find the sport that became his passion.
I tried fox hunting, I go no. They tried show jumping, I go no. You know, we tried pleasure riding, I said no. And then the polo club, actually Aiken Polo Club back then, was trying to rebuild their membership. So they were inviting locals out to come out and give polo a try. And so my dad and I went out on one Saturday and they put that mallet in my hand and with the ball. And I said, okay, now you found one that I like.
Nice listed the skills one needs to be a good polo player.
You need to ride. If you can't get to the ball, you can't hit it. That's the main skill. The better rider you are, the more experienced a rider you are, the better you're going to do at it. But then you got to have hand and eye coordination because you're going fast, you're hitting the ball, you're swinging a mallet, and then you got to possess, you know, good sense of how to play on a team sport. So it's a lot.
Bostwick says that though polo has a reputation of being a game for the wealthy, that's not exactly the case.
There was certainly that image years ago. I think The Great Gatsby brings that up. But as a whole, I think you're really dealing more with a demographic of people that have horses in their lifestyles for years and years and are not necessarily wealthy, although they would say they're wealthy because of their love of horses, but most of their money is in the horses.
However, polo can generate big money. Bostwick says a two-week tournament that brings six or eight teams to Aiken has an impact on the local economy of more than $2 million. A typical fall season, which ends this month, can have four or five tournaments, and there's also a spring season. Nice has started a junior polo program to teach kids, including his daughter, to play polo. He adds that people around the state can also begin polo clubs of their own.
The United States Polo Association actually has a division that is called Polo Club Development that they send people into these places to help that. You know, they want growth and they want to help everything grow.
Nice envisions his program as adding to that growth, developing the next generation of South Carolina polo players and increasing sport and economic benefit to the Palmetto State. This SC Focus report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. With South Carolina Focus, I'm Tut Underwood for South Carolina Public Radio.